ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the sale of Vanuatu citizenship is certainly proving to be a key issue for voters, as we've just heard. And the chances are very high, though, that there will be change of some kind brought in by whoever forms government. That is because the caretaker government has recently received a review of the two programs that allow Vanuatu passports to be sold. The party of Vanuatu's caretaker Foreign Minister Ralph Reganvanu is out now telling voters that they would freeze both of those programs as they currently stand and then put the matter out to the people to have their say. I spoke with Mr. Reganvanu earlier.
Our party, GJP, we've been obviously part of the whole citizenship sale idea from the start, and in the last 4 years, there were concerns, a number of concerns concerning the program. Last year, we had asked for a review of the program. So what's happened now is that that review has been completed. And the report of the review was presented to the government in January this year. The report of the review recommended three options for the next government coming in after the election. One was stop citizenship sales completely. The second was continue the current programs. There's two programs currently running, but fix the issues with screening and there are other minor technical legal issues. Fix them up and continue those programs. That's the second option. And the third option was introduce a new kind of citizenship by investment program. For example, connected to actually construction of real estate, hotels, factories, job-creating investments as one option that you could possibly explore. So now that we have received that report, the policy of our party, GJP, is to freeze all citizenship sales, stop the current programs, and then do a national consultation where the results of the report are presented, the recommendations are presented, the three options, and let's get everybody to give their views on it before we make a decision as to what to do next. So that's our position in our policy in this campaign.
And how would that national consultation be carried out? And during your election campaigning, is it an issue that you find voters are talking to you about?
Yes, almost every campaign, it's a question that is raised. And I've been doing a lot of awareness about that issue so people understand it fully. But I think there is a necessity for a national consultation, and it would be the normal kind of consultation that the government tends to do on major issues, which is we go out to all the islands, we choose a number of places within each province as well as the provincial capital, we bring together the key stakeholders, which being representatives of chiefs, churches, women and youth, private sector, and then we build up towards a national stakeholder meeting at the end of the consultation in which representatives from all the provinces are brought in. We make sure that all the different sectors are represented, and then we come up with a final outcome at the national consultation workshop, or the national consultation summit, rather, at the end. So that's how we would progress it.
Without preempting, obviously, any possible consultation, whether it be by the new government that you are part of or not part of, what's your personal opinion? You have been the foreign minister. As you said, this review has found that there were some issues, particularly with the screening of people. How concerned have you been about just how rigorous the checks have been? And therefore, if you've been concerned, what does that mean about some of the people who have been issued passports or citizenship?
Well, obviously, I'm very concerned. We need to make sure that we screen people properly, and it seems that that wasn't happening. And so I wrote a couple of times to the Prime Minister about it, and we urged for this review to happen, and so now it's happened. They found that, in fact, it's the case. I don't think it's many people. I think it's, you know, maybe a handful of individuals. We don't know, but it seems so far that only a handful of cases have been raised. Part of the review that we propose would be that we really set up a very strenuous system to screen applicants.
We have spoken to some agents who've actually been marketing the citizenship or Vanuatu passports to people in places like Iraq, Syria, as well as North Korea nationals. Have you heard of that?
In fact, the marketing to those countries has been ceased a couple of years ago. So there should be no more marketing to those countries. That was an instruction of the Prime Minister way back in 2018, I think.
So those, therefore, that we have been speaking to this year and late last year, therefore, are not meant to be, but how much oversight can you have if they're claiming to be doing this right now?
Well, all I know is that instruction was issued 2 years ago and it should have stopped. I have no further information about what actually happened. That's under the Prime Minister.